Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. With Dr. Dan Critchett, Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctor is in. Now here is your host, Dr. Dan Critchett.
It is time for a Second Half Now, and I'm very happy to welcome you to our show today. This is the show where we discuss the things that matter to us in our 50-plus generation. And before we started live here, I was talking with our guest today, who I'll introduce in just a moment, about the range of ages for the boomers, because this show is a radio show for boomers and beyonders. And the boomers are those who are born between 1946 and 1964. And we all know people in that range. In fact, we are in that range. Are you in that range, Marcia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Well, we just see. I tell people if you're not 50, turn the radio off. You can't listen. This is our private club. Roger, you're in the group. Okay, good. All right, let's go ahead. I'm Dr. Dan Critchett, your host, and I want to ask you a question. Do you understand Medicare? So I'll say that when I got close to qualifying due to my age, I got deluged, I guess that would be the word, flooded with stuff in my mailbox. Everybody in the world that had something to offer me when I turned 65 showed up in my mailbox. I like to figure things out ahead of time and do some research before making the kinds of decisions that these people were telling me I had to make. But I'm telling you, it was a nightmare. The more I read, the more confused I got. And now I'm on Medicare, and I'm reasonably happy with it. So I still don't understand it. So, and some people might say, a confusing program? Well, it's a government program. What do you expect? So I wish I would have had somebody back then to talk to, just to have some reassurance that I was, you know, understanding what decisions I needed to make. And I have some help in making those. So the title for today's show is this: You Can't Afford to Get Lost in the Medicare Maze. And actually, I was in that maze for a while. And until I actually made a decision and decided what I needed to do and started doing it, it was a maze. And it seems like the maze kept changing and the cheese kept moving. So anyway, our guest today is going to help us get a handle on that. So let's talk about that. You can't afford to get lost in the Medicare maze. Our special guest in studio today is Marcia Lewis, and she is a specialist in Medicare things and has a lot to offer. We met recently at a Christian Chamber of Commerce meeting, I'm going to say in Vancouver, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's been a couple months, and we chatted then, and I realized that this is a topic that boomers deal with, and so we need to get some information. So thank you, Marcia, for coming in today, and welcome to Second Half Now.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're all ready to go, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Well, let's have a little bit of background, because I know that Medicare and the other people that were piling into my mailbox, it has to do with health care or health coverage or insurance. So tell us a little bit about your experience or your training or expertise in insurance.
Okay, yes. I started out in human resources.
Okay.
Where I got the bulk of my experience with employee benefits, either answering employee benefits hotline or conducting employee benefit meetings, explaining benefits. Then I was a HR manager, which included all aspects, but primarily with employee benefits. So I've worked with employee benefits or benefits of some kind for at least 20 years.
Wow. Okay. So you've seen it all, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. And in HR, if you're involved in payroll, you see the piece that comes out for Medicare, and the employer pays part, and the employee pays part, and
yes,
depending upon those. Yeah. Okay. So, and I know you could probably talk about COBRA. We're not going to do that today, but except for that story that you have to tell.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Right. So now I know that you specialize in Medicare in particular. I mean, you're not in HR anymore. You're not doing some of the other things. Why is it that that Medicare services appeal to you? What you wanted to do to help?
First, it's because I am a fellow baby boomer, and so I'm part of that generation.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also, I see the confusion that in my clients, when I sit down for the first time, they're just stressed and frustrated because they've gotten a flood of mail, as you mentioned earlier.
Right, right.
And they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. And you can't tell them apart, because I had never gotten this stuff before. I mean, I think it'd be okay to mention, I got stuff from Providence and Kaiser and Health Net and Humana and, you know, the ones you see on TV. And they just kept coming in the mailbox. I thought, whoa, something is coming up, because these people know that I'm on a list and I need to make some decisions. So you're interested in helping those of us in our age and stage as we get close to that, to help make good decisions that they're going to be happy with for a period of time.
Correct.
Yeah.
You don't only need information about the plans that are available, but you also need information about Medicare itself.
Right, right. And I was kind of blind to that. My parents had been on Medicare, I think.
Absolutely.
But never talked about it very much. So I just knew that my mom was pretty well taken care of. She had her blood pressure medicine and went in for an annual physical, and things seemed to be okay. She had a little bout with pre-diabetes, and that all got taken care of. And she didn't ever have any big bills. My dad, too, although he was in a different situation because he kind of declined in his health, and he had a lot of needs later in life. So tell us, help us understand, before we kind of dig into it, what is the general purpose of Medicare, and why is it so important for us to be knowledgeable and to make good decisions?
It is the way that people turning 65 can get help paying for their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It started in 1965, and it was at that time...
Medicare did?
Medicare.
Okay.
There was a law passed in 1965 that created the benefit.
Okay, LBJ.
At that time, only 50% of the older people had any hospital insurance.
Oh, wow.
So it's not that old of a program.
Right, right.
It's completely different today than it was when our parents enrolled.
Sure. Well, it's 50 years now. It was LBJ that did that, right? He was president at the time.
I believe
Johnson,
so.
Johnson, yeah. He won the election. I'm a presidential geek. So after Kennedy was assassinated, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, was installed as
that
president.
That would be about the right time frame.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And then he ran for his own election in 1964 and beat Barry Goldwater from Arizona. I just am a geek about these things. Sorry. So back
to
Medicare.
Thank you.
Yeah. So 50 years Medicare, and you say it's different than it was back then, of course, right? Because we've all grown up. And now, you know, it used to be that back in that time, if you got to 65, you had a little time left to live, but not a whole bunch, right?
Right.
And now we go past 65 like it's a milepost marker, right? We just breeze on past. And at 65, we may have another 20, 25, 30 years. So
exactly.
We've got to get this healthcare stuff figured out. So can you update us a little bit on the program itself? I mean, how many people are involved, and what kind of dollars are we talking about as a government program?
Okay. The studies that I saw was in 2014, there were about 54 million people who were on Medicare.
54 million. Wow. Okay.
Every year, as of 2016, they spend about $13,000 per person who's on Medicare.
Okay.
The total is about $604 million.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that's doing nothing but going up.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
Because we are getting older, and we have more health issues, and there are more of us that
Correct.
Are piling into that eligibility age. There are, last I saw, 76 million boomers. They're not all 65 yet. So when we all get in there, it's going to be crowded.
It's
going to be very expensive.
And I hear there's about 10,000 people turning 65.
That's right.
Every day.
That's because there were 10,000 babies born every day
right.
back in the baby boom. That's why they call it the baby boom generation. And so I know this isn't necessarily in your field, but, you know, we would be concerned about, is it going to last, or how, you know, what kind of assurance do we have that we're going to be able to have health care in our later years?
That is a big question right now.
Yeah.
And they're saying that the hospital insurance will run out of money in 2019. So they're looking at a lot of options to increase the payments, increase the benefits, or decrease the benefits to make the money last.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. What your main interest is helping boomers with this thing called transition. So when you're 64 and a half, go to the mailbox and it'll be full.
That's correct.
And I mean, for 6 months, I mean, it's going to pile in there. So tell us about that transition and why it seems to be a maze.
It's complicated. Medicare is complicated. There are specific enrollment time periods, and there are also penalties if you do not enroll in the different parts of Medicare at the correct time.
Really? Penalties?
Penalties.
Okay, so that ought to get everybody's attention, because we want to avoid penalties, so we got to jump through the hoops and do the right thing at the right time.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's different if you continue working past 65 than if you're turning 65 and no longer working.
Okay, okay. Can you give us an example of one of those required actions and what the penalty looks like?
A lot of people will ask me if they're still working, if they need to enroll in Medicare Part A and Part B, hospital, B, physician services. The answer is it depends. If they're part of a company that has more than 20 employees and the insurance plan is considered credible coverage, they can wait to enroll in Medicare Part B.
Okay.
Social Security will tell you you can enroll in Part A, and it's pretty much invisible when you do that with a group coverage, because the larger groups, their plan pays first and Medicare pays second.
Okay. So for those who are still working and still paying, either through their employer or on their own, for their own medical coverage, they're paying, you know, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 a month. Tell us about the transition to Medicare. What kind of a difference that makes for us?
When you're still working and you have credible coverage, if you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, which is considered Part C, offered by an insurance private insurance company, you want to make sure that your Medicare and Medicare health plan starts the day after you're actively working.
Okay.
So you want to start that process
3 months
ahead of time.
Okay.
There are forms that employer has to fill out and you have to fill out, so you need time to make that process.
Right, okay. And I'm thinking also the cost, because if I was paying, let's just say, you know, $300, and that's low probably, but I was with an employer, I was single, and I chose kind of the lowest, you know, coverage. So I was paying $300 a month, but the very month that Medicare started, actually the way that it was set up, I didn't have to pay anything. It was deducted from my Social Security check, and it was $104.
Yes.
Total coverage. And then because of all this stuff I got in the mail, I did initiate some phone call or somebody called me or whatever else, and so I signed up for a zero premium gap or advantage or whatever.
Advantage plan.
I still don't know the terms. And so for zero premium at that time. So my total cost for my health care coverage with Medicare was $104. And I didn't get a bill and pay it because it was just withdrawn or withheld from my Social Security payment. So I hardly even noticed it. And I have used it, and it's been wonderful, actually. I mean, it's been fantastic. And then this particular company had to initiate a small premium, but they'll also now withhold that from my Social Security benefit, and it's not that much. So just that whole transition to having your health care coverage be drastically reduced, that's going to be a real welcome benefit to people at that age when they qualify.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. For people who will be turning 65 and retiring for the first time in 2016, their Part B for physician services premium will be $121.80. That increased this year.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yes, for new enrollees.
So am I grandfathered in at my old rate?
You're grandfathered in.
Okay, at $104.
Yes.
I mean, that's a bargain.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I get prescriptions. You know, I go to the pharmacy and go to the drive-up, and They put my my prescription for 90 days, you know, through the window. Thank you. And they give me a receipt. And it says zero. Not every time, but for some of my blood pressure medicine, there's no cost. And when it does cost, it's like a, you know, $2 or $6 or something. So that's a huge benefit.
That's part of the advantage of a Medicare Advantage plan, because it does include prescription drugs
right.
without additional cost.
Right. Okay. So you've mentioned A and B. Let's go through that again real quickly, because I know there are different parts, A, B, C, and D.
Correct.
It's just like the alphabet. If I could just remember which went with which. So help us out, A, B, C, and D with Medicare.
Okay. Part A is hospital services.
Okay.
Part B, and there's no premium for Part A. That's because you paid your Medicare taxes throughout your career and have at least 10 years of working history.
Okay.
Part B is doctor services, particularly any benefit you would get at a doctor's office or medical clinic.
Okay.
That comes with a premium. It is determined by income now. So if you make more money, you pay more.
Okay.
Part C is Medicare Advantage, and it's provided by private insurance companies.
So my health net is private insurance, and that's
Correct.
Part C.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And the premiums are affordable because Medicare actually are paying the private insurance companies so many dollars per month per person enrolled.
Okay.
Part D is prescription drug for drugs.
Okay. I want to hear more about the Part D right after the break. Don't go away.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change. Even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Helping to plan a funeral for someone you love is a painful process. It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people plan for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you step by step through the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial will even help you complete your plans with the expert assistance of trained and caring advisors. There are a lot of very good reasons to plan ahead. Make sure your final wishes are respected, sparing your loved ones the added grief of planning for you and having to pay for it. If you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation, and take advantage of budget-friendly payments. There is a free informational seminar that includes a complimentary meal at a restaurant in your area very soon. Find out more and ask any questions you may have by calling Katie at 503-807-5715. It costs nothing to learn how you can protect your loved ones by planning ahead. Give Katie at Dignity Memorial a call today at 503-807-5715.
Property values are on the rise, higher than they've been in years. It's time to take the equity in your home and do something different. 24/7 Properties will provide you with custom personal care to get the maximum value out of your home. Jeff Edmondson of 24/7 Properties is a licensed general contractor as well as a real estate agent, giving you the expertise on how to effectively get your home ready to sell at the highest price. Visit Jeff online at 247prop.com.
I'm Jeff Edmondson, founder of 24/7 Properties. Call me today and let's have a conversation about selling your house. No obligation, no cost. Let's find out what's right for you. Call me, 503-780-3030, 780-3030.
All right, we're back. I want to say a big thank you to those sponsors that you heard from, and I want to add to that list a little bit because I want to let you know that who helps us make this show possible for you, our listeners, includes Hearthstone Senior Living over on the west side in the Murray Hill area. And then also we have Transformational Finance with Stuart Funke, Dan the Mortgage Man, First Priority Financial. We have Portland City Acupuncture with Mariko. and the Next Phase Coaching with Eric Howard and Dr. Dan Miller with Beaverton Chiropractic. All good people, and we highly recommend all of them. So we are in studio now with Marcia Lewis, and we're talking about one of our favorite subjects. Okay, that's a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's Medicare. And when you get to Medicare, that means you're getting older, right? So all these flags along the way, and you say, oh my gosh, now what? So we want to finish. We have a few minutes left here with Marcia. We want to talk a little bit about, you were talking, Marcia, about the transition. And some people, if they get confused, I mean, there's some emotion that's, and I felt something. I thought, gosh, you know, what I have to make a decision. I felt stress or pressure or something. What do you see when the people that you talk to, what kind of emotional stress do they have?
I see frustration, anxiety. Mm-hmm. For most of the people, they've worked in a business who have provided their health insurance. So number one, they never had to choose a health plan because the provider made that decision.
Right.
Number two, all these Medicare pamphlets that come through the mail are just causing a lot of frustration. They get probably about a foot high pile of materials.
I think that's not an exaggeration.
After they look at that, they have no clue. They get scared. They get worried. Right. They don't know where to start.
Right. And they don't know where to look on that flyer. I mean, some is like a full, folder, kind of a booklet thing, and some is just a flat postcard. And I didn't know what to look for or what information I was supposed to compare, between one provider and another. Yeah, so right. Frustration, anxiety.
Correct,
all right.
Yes.
And I imagine that you can help. You don't say, take two aspirin and call me in the morning. You say, I can help you. Come on in, let's meet, and I'll answer your questions and help you.
Yes. Yeah. I had one gentleman say, I'm just a simple man. I don't understand this.
Yeah.
My reply was, I know people who have masters, MBAs, that do not understand this.
Yep.
No question is a stupid question.
Right. And that's why you're there.
Yes.
So in full disclosure, you can not only answer questions, but you can help them get into that Advantage plan or a plan that's right for them by you asking them questions to understand what's going to be the right fit for them. You can actually help them get into that with an insurance product that they're going to be happy with
correct
combination with Medicare.
Once we understand Medicare and what they need to do for Medicare,
right,
then we move into which health plan is right for them, what their needs are, and what their conditions are.
Right, good. Marcia Lewis in studio with me today. And if you want to get more information and want to get a return call from Marcia, just go to our website, secondhalfnow.com, and there's a contact form or some kind of a suggestion form or question form. I haven't looked at it for a while. Just fill that out, give us a phone number or something, and I'll get that request over to Marcia, and she'll call you back and answer your questions. So, Marcia, we got a couple more things we want to talk about, and that is, there are a lot of myths that people, and I had them, I thought I knew, but it turns out to be it wasn't true. So tell us, we have a couple of stories we want to tell briefly too, but how about a myth or two?
One of the myths I see is people think that they only need Part A and Part B, original Medicare. That leaves huge gaps in their coverage.
Okay.
So they need to enroll in a Medicare health plan.
Okay.
The other myth is, if they are very healthy and they don't need or don't take prescription drugs, they think that it can just eliminate the prescription drug program.
Right.
That has the penalty.
Oh.
The longer they decline to have prescription drug coverage, the higher their penalty will be.
Sounds like a government program.
It is.
Okay. So you want to get on it now, even if you're not taking medication.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and it'll cost you a little. Does it cost more?
If it's part of Medicare Advantage plan, it's a part of the premium.
Okay, and for me and for many, I mean, I was quite well served by a zero premium plan. Mm-hmm. And I got, medications, and now they have added a slight premium just recently. So many, many months I didn't have any. So, okay, any other myth before we conclude with a couple of stories?
I was explaining to Dan about a couple of events that happened to a couple of clients. So I wanted to share those, hopefully to help someone else prevent that from happening. I had a client who decided to retire, and instead of enrolling in Medicare, he enrolled in COBRA. And that's fine. And the reason he did that was because he had a wife who was younger and was not eligible for COBRA. However, COBRA is not considered credible coverage for the Part B. And you have 8 months from the time you're no longer actively working to enroll in Part B. He had a heart attack, but the insurance company declined to cover him because he should have been on Part B since he was eligible.
Oh boy.
Medicare declined to cover him because he was not enrolled in Medicare. So he was in a very difficult position. That's why I say it's can be very unaffordable.
Wow. So, yeah, it kind of caught him off guard.
Yes.
Yeah. Did he survive the heart attack?
He did.
Okay. But he probably had a lot of expenses because he didn't understand that.
Correct.
So that's why calling Marcia is going to be a big help. If you have any questions or concerns or uncertainties or anxiety, you see that train coming, that 65, and you got to get the information. Marcia, I think we're going to have to leave our other story for next time because we want our people to know that we are on the air here at every Monday at 5:30 to 6 p.m. on KKPZ. And, you know, we rotate our guests. We have different topics, different life issues that we talk about. And today we're in studio with Marcia Lewis. And the title of today's show is You Can't Afford to Get Lost in the Medicare Maze. And I'm thinking that's what that guy did, right? I mean, he thought he was doing the right thing.
Correct.
He had COBRA, which is a portability for a health care. And so that didn't cover him. And the Medicare didn't cover him because he hadn't signed up for that. And so he got dropped in the middle. And lived to tell about it. Now you are telling his story. So, yeah. Can you give us that other story in 20 seconds?
Yes.
Okay.
A lady was helping her husband with enrolling in a plan on Medicare.gov. She decided that she would enroll him in a plan that was a zero premium, which was great, except it did not include prescription drugs. When she realized it didn't include prescription drugs, she enrolled him in a prescription drug plan. However, that canceled his Medi-Cal insurance.
Man. Oh, all right. We're out of here. That's it for now. You can go back to the website, secondhalfnow.com, go to archives, and listen to this show again, because even when you talk, Marcia, I get confused. So I would want to ask more questions. That's us for it for today. I'm your host, Dr. Dan Critchett, saying goodbye for now, and until next time, may God help you live a life that honors Him and blesses others. So let's meet again right here on the website or on KKPZ, 1330 The Truth, Monday at 5:30 p.m.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett on KKPZ, 1330 The Truth, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com.